In one of his pastoral sermons, Father Ronald Knox writes, "Think of our Lord in his ascension as the priest climbing the altar steps, going up, going away from us." Did you ever think about that before? I'm sure you all have memorized the Baltimore Catechism, number 360. In Baltimore Catechism number 2, it says, "The Mass is the same sacrifice as the sacrifice of the cross, because in Mass the victim is the same and the principal priest is the same, Jesus Christ." So, if you're thinking that the Mass makes present the sacrifice of Jesus on Mount Calvary, then Sister Mary Rayfield of the Paschal Candle Half Lit should give you a holy card. But did you ever think that the Mass makes present the ascension of Jesus? Father Ronald Knox says, "Think of our Lord in his ascension as the priest climbing the altar steps, going up, going away from us." When I'm climbing the altar steps and going up, going away from you, I'm making present the Lord's ascension. This is why the sanctuary was always raised up. 2 steps into the sanctuary, and then 3 steps up to the high. This step represents the ascension. Even in little chapels of convents, the altar is at least raised up 1 step. Why? Because we want to make present the Lord's ascension. And when I have my so-called back to you, when I'm facing east, of course, I'm turning away from you. Ascension. You see, I'm going away from you. I'm leaving the world behind. See, I took off my watch. We're outside of time. I wear otherworldly clothes. These are not the clothes that I wear around town. I only wear them in Mass. I even leave you behind me, literally. In the prayers at the front of the altar that we did, we say that beautiful mite lucem tuum et veritatem tuum. Send forth thy light and thy truth, because they have brought me unto thy holy mountain and into thy tabernacles. So we think of this, they have led me to your mountain. We also think of this as the mountain of the ascension. We always think of this as Mount Calvary. Of course, again, Sister Mary Rayfield should give you a holy card. This is Mount Calvary, but it is also the Mount of Olives, the top of the Mount of Olives, where Jesus ascends into heaven. As the letter to the Hebrews says, Jesus Christ, the one priest of the new and eternal covenant, entered not into a sanctuary made by hands, but into heaven itself, to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. And there, the letter to the Hebrews says, Christ permanently exercises his priesthood, for he lives always to make intercession. The purpose of his ascension. There, in heaven, in the heavenly sanctuary, Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, exercising his one eternal priesthood, which is to make intercession for us. And so, when Jesus goes up into heaven, our blessed Lord is not exactly leaving us behind. Father Ronald Knox says, in a sense, he takes us with him. He takes our sins with him to ask for forgiveness for them. He takes our needs with him to plead them before God. He takes with him, above all, our offerings of love. He takes it by the hand of Father Ronald Knox's words. He takes our humanity with him. Because our humanity is now seated at the right hand of the Father. So, in one sense, he's going up, he's leaving us behind, but in another sense, he's not leaving us behind. He's taking our sins with him, our needs with him, our love with him, our human nature with him. And there, he is going to make intercession on our behalf. And so, when I go up the older steps, when I go up to thy holy mountain, to thy tabernacles, and I go up and away from you, I will never leave you behind. Because I have human nature, just like you have human nature. And when I go up in the person of Christ the priest, I go to make intercession for you. I take with you all of your sins to ask for forgiveness for them. I take all your needs, whatever the needs are of your families right now. I'm going to take all that with me. And most of all, I'm going to take your offering of love. Just like Jesus does. And I'm going to make constant intercession on your behalf here at the throne of God. St. Paul sums this up so well in his letter to the Hebrews, when he says, "Since therefore we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find help in our time of need. Thanks be to God that our high priest Jesus Christ has passed through the heavens and is seated at the right hand of the Father, where he is making constant